Matutopa, meaning four bears, was a noble and highly respected Mandan chief. The Mandan were a sedentary farming tribe who lived in two villages comprised of circular earth lodges on the bank of the Missouri River, near present-day Bismarck, North Dakota. Matutopa developed a friendship with Catlin, which helped secure Catlin's status in his village. There was a feeling of fear and uncertainty among the tribe, with some believing Catlin's portraits were living things. Matutopa's knee-length sartorial tunic was made from two mountain sheep skins sewn together with sinew. The seams on the sleeves are decorated with porcupine quills. Lengths of hair taken from his enemies hang from the edges of his sleeves, buckskin leggings, and lance. The lower edge of the tunic is trimmed with ermine fur. Matutopa covered the tunic with drawings documenting his victories. The hand shape indicates he captured prisoners. On his head, he wears shaved, polished bison horns attached to weasel skins, and eagle feathers cascade to the ground. The bird on his headdress perhaps refers to his vision of a raven that identified the enemy responsible for killing his younger brother, a death he avenged. The knife was taken in combat from a Cheyenne chief. On his feet, the quilled moccasins have wolf tails attached. George Catlin, a self-taught artist, alone and self-financed, was the first artist to visit the Mandan tribe in 1832. He was motivated by a desire to record the disappearing customs and culture of the Native Americans. This is one of a series of 25 lithographs made from his original paintings. Not long after his visit, smallpox brought by the white man decimated the Mandan tribe in 1837. Including Matutopa and his family. Connection to Nebraska. Traveled through Nebraska and created images of Native Americans living in the Plains region.